community.
I was a senior then, an editor of the college paper. I had given up my job at the Grand Rapids Herald because I just couldn't keep up with all the work and all the activities of my senior year. But when I left, the managing editor, John Wurz, said to me, "If there's ever any big news at Aquinas, come over and give us the scoop." Well, I knew that the deal was on for buying the property of the University of Grand Rapids. Sister Aquin, who was very sly, had informed me about it and asked me to go over to the Grand Rapids Public Library and gather information about the property. Then the deal was completed, and Monsignor, who was then Father Bukowski, called a special meeting of the whole college to announce the great news. We had all been praying for something without knowing what it was. He told us that the college had bought out the University of Grand Rapids. There was great jubilation. Now, he said, "You'll be reading about this in the newspaper, but I want you to know about it ahead of time." So, here was the big news, the scoop. I was a little bit hesitant because I knew that the bishop was handling the release of the news, and his policy was always to hold it off so that it could be published in the diocesan paper on the same day that it came out in the Grand Rapids Press. That would have meant about a week delay. But Sister Aquin said to me, "What is to prevent students from talking about it? It's been made public. They could talk about it over at the Ritzy, over a hamburger. Somebody could hear it and tip off the press. You're perfectly within your rights giving it to Mr. Wurz." So I went over, announced the news to John Wurz. He was flabbergasted. I showed him the notes I had taken, but instead he sent reporters to Marywood and to the college and everywhere, and the next day the Grand Rapids Herald came out with a streamer across the top: "Aquinas College buys University of Grand Rapids." Under it, in larger type, "Mussolini on the run." There was great excitement, but I had to keep a low profile. I was intending to apply for acceptance into the Marywood congregation in the fall, and I was afraid that if they knew I had leaked the story, it would compromise my acceptance. So, for a couple of decades, nobody knew how the story had been leaked. I waited until both Bishop Haas and Mother Euphrasia were dead before admitting it to anyone.